Luke's Gospel 24. Now, Father, we pray and receive this morning to the afternoon revelation knowledge in your Son, Jesus. Let our eyes behold Him as He sees us in Him. Let our hearts grasp the truth concerning holiness. Let's see ourselves in the light of His Word. And let us walk in the same in the name of Jesus. Luke's Gospel 24. And today is the last day on this subject, and next week we'll take another one. Luke's Gospel 24, verse 40. Okay, 25, 27. Some of you are already open there. I'll shock you one day. I know you put your hand in 2 Timothy 3 and Luke 24. Where are we starting today? Which one of the two? One day I will surprise you with Lamentations 1:5. Luke's Gospel 24, 25. And then he said unto them, "Who fools are slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ or some of these things to enter into his glory? And being in Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Notice that there's an emphasis in the ministry of Jesus. He only consults what is written. Verse 44. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Pay attention. Notice something. That everything that was spoken, alright, by the prophets concerning Jesus, everything that was spoken was written. Notice that. I would just say, a key fact in God's revelation is that it was written. You know, nobody said, go to the mountain. Jesus didn't take them to one place, say, "Ha, you want to see God? You want to see God? Follow me." And took them to one corner and said, "Close your eyes. Put up your right leg. Open it. What can you see?" You know, he showed them what was what? Written. God's revelation is written. Pay attention here. 2 Timothy 3:15-16. I know you're very open there. It says in 16. Now that's the Old Testament. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Okay, now. So, everything is written. Now, Jesus read, pay attention here, and taught from what is written. Look at John 10. Put your hands in John 10 and Luke 4. John 10 and Luke 4. Luke 4. John 10 and Luke 4. Luke 4, he goes into the temple, and the Bible says in verse 16. Let's read to section 16 together, Luke's Gospel chapter 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, hallelujah, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. From when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. John chapter 10. In his preaching, he referenced or referred to what was written. John 10. John 10, verse 34. Is it not written in your law? I said, you are God. That was how he taught. What was already written. Jesus read and taught from what was written. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, as it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. The word "as it is written" is used 192 times. 192 times is the word grapho, to put it down in writing. And every time you find the word grapho, it has to do with a surface. So it's not written in the heavens or written, you know, in an abstract place. is written in a place where it can be read. So, in Luke's Gospel chapter 24, come back there. Luke's Gospel 24. Now I'm going to read verse 46. Now after he finished, in verse 45, he opened their understanding, Luke's Gospel 24, that they might understand the scriptures. Thank you. He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Again, look at it. That they might understand what is written. He never tried to explain visions to them. You see, he spends time explaining what is written. That they might understand what is written. So in verse 46 he says, and he said unto them, or then said he unto them, thus it is what? Thus is what? Come on, talk to me. What? What? Come on, come on. Written, and thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Don't forget that what he said here is not anywhere in the Bible. What he meant was the summary of all that was spoken. Because this is the summary of Moses in the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. It behoves Christ. So pay attention here. So, this makes it interesting that everything that was written has a central message. He just told us Moses in the law and the prophets and in the Psalms. Then he says, this is all that they wrote about. That is, there's a central message from Moses to the prophets to David in the Psalms. That's why 46 says, thus it is written. You can say, thus this is the central message. Do you understand that? You understand that? Okay, so it makes it a book with a singular revelation. A single revelation. Okay, good. Now, go on. So, God's revelation in the Old Covenant, or called the Old Testament, was written. Imagine God didn't commit His oracles to us in people's minds, or just not even in recorded preaching, as important as that is. Isn't what is written. You'll find out why. Paul's revelation, which arguably is the revelation of Christianity. Paul's revelation also was committed to writing. Why were they writing? First, 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 15. 2 Peter 3:15. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him as what? As written unto you. Written. As also in all his epistles. So, Paul commits his insight to what? Writing. Look at John. 1 John 2. 1 John 2, 12. John the Beloved. 1 John 2, 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. This is very vital to write it. Because if he didn't write it, somebody would have said, what he said, that was not what he said though. He said, there's forgiveness available for you. So that's something else. But here he says, your sins are. Hallelujah. What are? Just going to school. Means I is are. You are a man. I can say, you will be a human being. That's a process. That may be true for some guys. But you are, so I say, you are forgiven. What does it mean?
You are forgiven. Now are we the sons of God? Some guys are still saying it's a process. Thank God it was written. Hallelujah. Because if it was not written and we're to pass it from people to people, last 2,000 years, you know, for God so shocked the world that He killed His only begotten Son. You know, it depends on how you hear something. Even as I'm speaking, there are some folks who think what I'm saying is right. Now, that's a very cruel joke. Forgive me. In Christ. Alright. Verse 13. I write unto you young men. I write unto you little children. 14. I have written unto you fathers. I have written unto you young men. Isn't that? I write unto you. 1 John 2:21. This is a very fact. Text. I have written unto you because you know not because you know not the truth. I've not written unto you, sorry, because you know not the truth, but because you know it and there is no lie of the truth. That's why he wrote. 1 John 5:13. Hallelujah. Let's take that one together. These things, let's take it together. 1 John 5:13. Let's go. Have I written unto you that you may know, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal, see, I have eternal life. This destroys many doctrines. I want to see eternal life. You only sing that when you do not read. Or you don't understand tenses, prepositions. Lord, save my soul. I want to see. Just say, you have to read, oh, you have to read English. You are, my brother. I'm just edifying the saints. Hallelujah. It's written. It's written. No matter how you feel, this is written. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 5:11. Paul says, as I wrote unto you earlier on. So he was always writing that you keep no company with them, with the brother that is called a fornicator, or a coveter, or idolater, or railer, or drunkard, or extortioner, which such one do not even eat. Why were they writing? You need to know the importance of your Bible. Why were they writing? With all the visions and revelations? Do you know that? Do you notice that? In the book of Acts, in the epistles, you will almost think that the power of God had left the church. They were so silent on the miraculous. Even though it was happening so much, they focused on what was written. Are you still there? Look at this. Acts 15. And you know, in this day and age, there was no printing press. So people were writing by hand. And that's why the manuscripts, you know, they had different versions of the manuscripts because they were rewriting them. Yet it was so important to write them. Why did they not rely, why did they not rely on just preaching? They stayed with it being recorded. So that you can refer to it. Look at this. Acts 15. This Acts 15 is such an important text. Remember, some brethren in verse 1, had said that except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. They were brethren, born again. Senior pastors.
In verse 5, the Bible calls it a certain sect of the Pharisees which believed. They say it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. So that became an argument. Paul came with Barnabas, and then Peter had to say what he said about the grace of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how it's for all men, and no one needs to put a burden on himself to be saved. But look at what happened. Then the apostles in verse 20, they said, but that we, look at verse, let me start from verse 29. This is James. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble them not, which among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, from fornication, from the things strangled, and from blood. And that most of all time I never see them that preach him being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. Then it pleased the apostles and the elders and the whole church to send them chosen men of their own company to Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas, named Judas, named Barsabbas, Silas, chief among the brethren. Look at verse 23. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and brethren sent greetings unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles. That means that Luke did not give us the entire content. Do you understand? He summarized it. For as much as we have heard that certain, that word certain is not a very good word, it's certain, that went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Now, do you know how they conquered that? Why didn't they just send those guys to go say? They wrote it down. Because what is written, listen carefully, what is written preserves truth. It keeps the sanctity of truth. Except it be destroyed, it can last forever. It counters misrepresentation, distortions, visions, all sorts of visions. Because it is written. You know, how did Jesus deal with the enemy? It is written. How did he deal with the Pharisees and Sadducees? It is written. You know, it was a fight of visions. The Lord took me away. Do you know what happened? So I said, how to get power? Power. Raw power. Number one, buy 7 coconuts. Then go on dry amatafa. 21 days. I've told you about that. Was it in this? Was it George that said it? When we begin to fast like that, free without the word, naturally they will have, you know, it's human nutrition. They'll begin to have low sugar. Am I right? And then they begin to see things. That's how you hear that somebody met you on the road to Express and said only 2,000 people are born again in that church. What kind of useless, say an angel, is he a fallen angel? Is when you notice some people that have those dreams, is either they die or they collapsed. They begin to see things. So I saw a lady, a guy said he died to enrose. No, he didn't rise, he was raised. And so he said he saw Pastor Bimbo Dukoya in hell. How do you know it was hell? Have you been there before? In hell. That the reason why she was in hell was because she wore trousers. The funny thing about that stuff, and many people never address their mind to something, you know, was that she never wore trousers. She never did. The guy thought she did. So it came up in his vision. She never wore trousers. So that means he didn't see her. By the way, all our clothes are still around. How you found them in hell is interesting. Maybe the clothes too have to be punished for sin. Oshisko. So when it is written, it keeps the truth away from distortion. Are you there? For example, those who claim that they went to heaven and then they were building mansions, they made that thing tire us when we were younger. So they say, his own is a building. Another person say they gave him a room. One brother said that his own was so small like a shop. All sorts of visions that we had. The one that got my attention was this sister, very holy sister, not that girl's old. She said she went to, I know she had scarf on, no hair rings. You think the person is holy? You think this kind of person loves God? You see, humility is not dressing. Humility is accepting God's word. If I tell you, you are the righteousness of God in Christ, say, I cannot be, you are actually proud. Because you are refusing what God has said. That's not humility. If you like, wear trousers like looks like pencil and tie like skipping rope. It has not changed anything. There are some tie like a skipping rope. The way some women will make their hair. I was in the church and the men, and in that church people used to cover the ladies would cover their hair all the time. The men came to complain to the church leadership. That when they get home at night, when they remove the what do you call it now? I had something in my head, but I didn't say it. When they remove whatever was on their head, that the thing begins to stink. How can a holiness be stinky? What kind of holiness smells like this? Let hair. That's why they are both called hair. Hair and hair. Let them relate. Hallelujah. One just has H because it's on the head. See you then. Me too, I do. I should try this thing once in a while. I don't know, man. You know, but because it is written. Sister said that she went to heaven. She didn't wear anything. She said, brethren, that's how I go to heaven. And Jesus was so angry with me. So angry. Did he have to make you die before he got angry? Angry. That I had just one small house, small place. I was going to say, I was thinking, sister, this is small house. They don't even like to see me. Hello, what do you want? But the thing was getting sweet, and she said, there was no roof. Now, you know, when you are in religious circles, your brain is always washed. Jesus washed your sins, but people wash their brains with it. Like Pastor Togo said, he said, your sins were remitted, not your brain. Don't remit your brain too. And then she said there was roof. I was saying, I'm already picturing a house roof, you know. And you know, your vision of that mansion is still depends on where you live. So I was seeing a house similar to where we're staying. So she said, it now began to rain. That's a bit. Where's it coming from? But no, the sister is so holy. Me that they are just correcting me about the haircut.
Is this haircut to the glory of God? See, you are shaping your hair. You are shaping your hair. I'm sorry. See this shirt, this drawing. Is it to the glory of God? And I saw the drawing. Dragon is on it. See, I'm carrying Antichrist all over the place. So it's not you that will be collecting anybody. So but I knew that rain in heaven. Now film. But as I grew up, I found that, you know, just think about it. You know, my father's house, there are many mansions. Can you have a mansion in a house? No. He didn't say, in my father's house, I'm going to build mansions. He said, they are. That's because it is written. So because it's written, you begin to think, prepositions, right? Conjunction, tenses, hallelujah. Say past tense, but, you know, it's written. So it keeps you free from manipulations. And that's why churches, where they manipulate them with visions and all those kind of things. God said. Notice they don't respect the written word. That's the style. I'm coming somewhere. Are you there? So, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 4, 6. I like what Reverend Sam Adeyemi said one time. Bless me. He said, if you don't carry your Bible to church and the material to write, you are a candidate for error. Because you are making yourself vulnerable for error. That's why when you come into our services, the ushers ask you, where's your Bible? They give you one. What if I'm saying something that is not written? How would you know? You know, it's very easy for you to check it. Sir, what you're saying? Because something is written there. Look at this. I was in the service one time. Myself and Sister Tolani, one of our pastors in another church. And the man was saying about the economic situation in Nigeria. And the meeting was about 2,000 people or more. And I was seated there. He says, look, that in the time of recession, the children of God are always different. And he went on and on and on. On and on. I was watching. Let me see the verse you want to quote. So he said, listen carefully. He said, Abraham's blessing made him unique. He passes on to his son Isaac. He was unique. Unique? He strove for years. He strove. And the Bible says, in the year they stopped striving with him, he now sowed in the land. He didn't say he sowed in a church. Is your church land? Sowed in a land means to plant. Plant. And he reaped 100-fold. 100-fold is understood by farmers to mean full harvest, no loss of crop. Not times 100. Because even if you get times 100 of what you sow, that may be a loss. Now, how did I? Because it is written. And so he went to, he said, Jacob. He said, don't think Jacob had problems, though. He said, the reason why Jacob had to go to Egypt is because of the variety of corn he wanted from Egypt in his farm. People said, yeah. I shook my head. I just saw the next pastor. I said, look. Jacob said, let's go to, lest we die. Shame. He said, yeah, and as I was talking, you know this place where they worship idols, he just brought money to his front. You know, it's idols you do that too. So what have you come for? He says, bring out your seed, talk to it. Put it here. What do you want? I want my husband to love me. Then he'll give you something else. What's his name? What What did he say three times? African juju. Has somebody preaching and you are dropping the money on his feet? Who is he? Artemis? So the Bible says they laid all at the apostles' feet. I said, read the next verse. And they now distributed it to the needs of the church. And he was not doing preaching. How do we know this one? Because it is. So if you bring it to an apostle, when they put it on your feet, please make sure you distribute it, sir. I was going to send an email this morning to a pastor. I'll see to it today. He came on air and said, his ministry, they need money. They have to be on television and all that. And I'm saying, why do you have to tell us? You just told us last year that you have a lot of money. You have a jet. Sow it now. Don't you believe in your ministry? I mean, you know, can't you put it in your ministry? You have jet. You have houses all over the world. And you're still asking us to support your ministry. Is it not your ministry? Bro, sow the thing. But he won't. Because he knows he has godly people who will not read what he is reading. 1 Corinthians 4:6. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn what? In us. Not to think of men above that which is what? Written. Never anybody who asks you to forget the written word is into witchcraft. It's into witchcraft. When something is written, it provides a template for us to test things. How did John ask them to test the spirits? Because he wrote unto them. You test spirits by what is written. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. You're learning something here. That's why a serious Christian who wants to know God reads his Bible. All this thing that what we have done, many churches, is to transfer what people used to do as idol worshippers to the church. You have a problem. You go and see the man of God. See the man of God. Ah, I want to see you, sir. See you, sir. Yes, kneel down, sir. My daughter, I can see a challenge in your life. Yes, sir. They will not defeat you. Oh, God of Elijah. You know what? We are going on 7 days fasting. Thank you, sir. Is it not how they do Abba? Isn't it? Where are we again? Ephesians 3. Paul. Notice what he says. Verse 3. There's a man who says in verse 2, that he had the dispensation of the grace of God given to him. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, hallelujah, which I did what? I wrote afore in few words. Hallelujah. The word to write afore is to write earlier. Prographo. Prographo. That means he was always writing to them. Prographo. Had written to you earlier about this mystery. So, Ephesians is actually a reminder. Program 4 had written to you earlier. You see that word in Romans 15:4. The things that are written before. Also, you see it in Jude 4. And Galatians 3:1. Program 4. I wrote to you before now. Notice they kept writing things. Why are they writing? Why is the revelation of God written? Why? That's why I'm stunned when I see some of you the way you behave in the service. I wonder what's wrong with you. Why was it written? Look at it.
Let's take verse 4 together. Thereby, when you what? Church, do you know this? It is a when you pray. If you like, pray the Pauline prayers every second. Until you read, you can't understand. When you read, do you read your Bible? They are teaching in such church like this. They open to clinical. Open this, you'll be looking like this. Like your name is Lukman. And it's because people like sceneries. That's why a lot of background, you know. Sorry, oh. What are we going to do this place? It's not even big. I just said, put something simple. About the back. What? So that you'll be distracting me. I'll be preaching, there will be something flashing in the background. Are you in nursery school? You should forget what is around. Are you following what I'm saying? Imagine somebody going for surgery and saying, where is the AC? Ah. AC. Are you alive? You better be alive before you see AC. See, I don't like the lights are not. Shut up and keep quiet. Give me anesthesia and shut up and let's so I can stay alive. You're looking at a backdrop. What are you doing? His service is church service. And someone was doing choreography. The pastor was preaching. They are all tired. Now when you read, so how does understanding come to us when we read? You have to read. The word read, 32 times is used. And it's a very strong word. Anaginosko. Anaginosko. And I'm going to read everywhere it is for you. Hallelujah. To read. Anaginosko. Let's start. Matthew 12:3. To read. You read. So don't be tired of reading the word read. Have you not read what David did? Verse 5. Or have you not read in the law? Matthew 12. Matthew 19:4. Have you not read? That's Jesus talking. Matthew 21:6. 16, sorry. Yea, have you never read? You know, Jesus kept asking that question. To read. Anaginosko. Verse 42. Did you never read? You know, this is a relevant statement today in this church, in churches. Did you never read? Chapter 22, verse 31. Have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, chapter 24, verse 15. Whoso reads, let him understand. See where understanding comes from. From what? From reading. That's just in Matthew. Mark has it. It's Mark and Luke 7 times. And it's synonymous with what we read. That's why we're not going by it. John 19:20. The title then read many of the Jews. That's what the crucifixion of Jesus and all that. Go to Acts 8. A very relevant place. The Enoch. Even people who were not saved were reading. In Berea. You know they were not believers. Paul taught. They went and searched the scriptures. Whether those things were so. And they now believed. Unbelievers. A believer will say, as long as he has said it, I know it must be there. It should be there. The man is a man of God. So it has to be there. Acts 8. The Enoch. Verse 28. Acts 8:28. who was returning sitting on his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. He read. Verse 30, two times. And then Philip ran either to him and heard him read the prophet. And then he asked, understand thou what you read? So he had what he would use to preach to him. The man was reading something. Verse 32, the place of the scripture which he read. He was reading. Acts 13:27. Which are read every Sabbath day, they are fulfilled in him. Acts 15:21. For most of all time in every city, of them that preach him, being read in the synagogues. Acts 15:21. Acts 15:31. When they had read, that's when they read the letters from Jerusalem, they rejoiced for the consolation. You know, they didn't just hear, they actually read. Acts 23:34. Very different. It was reading a letter on judgment. Letter to the government, not necessary. 2 Corinthians 1:13. Very vital text. 2 Corinthians 1:13. I'll start from 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversion in the world, and more abundantly to you word. For we write none other things unto you, than that which you read and acknowledge. Hallelujah. So it was the same thing. And I trust you shall acknowledge even to the end. Which you have read. We have not come to distort things to you. Acts 3:2. You are the epistle, our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Verse 15. Unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their hearts. Colossians 4:16. The intriguing part about Colossians was that Paul never visited the city. He never did once. There's no record he ever went. Paul's relationship with them was via Epaphras. Was via Epaphras, who was a servant. So he never saw them. So he communicated the word to them by writing. Colossians 4:16. Let's read that one together. But when this epistle is read among you, cause that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, that you likewise read the epistles from Laodicea. That means it's the same thing. Same message. Whatever I wrote to Laodicea, read it. Whatever Laodicea I wrote to you, let them read it. Notice the key word, read it. Read. Don't say, but we already read the one you wrote to us. Read that one. It shows that people were reading all Paul's. No point Peter was saying. Said in all his epistles. That means churches will read what other churches had. They were reading. 1 Thessalonians 5:27. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. To read. The word anaginosko, the Revelation 1:3. The anaginosko is not casual browsing. You know how some of you read? Just say you are doing morning devotion. And you spend 30 minutes. Good morning, Jesus. Which one of you slept? Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit sits on the throne. No, he's not. He's in control. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Shall be permanent. See what you want to be permanent? That kind of useless song. Shall be permanent. We have come again. We have. We trouble some children. We have come again. We have come again, Father, we have come again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Something that made me come into your
presence, my helper. There's something.
Allow all that. You have to get Bible.
Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. To hear him. Pharisees and scribes murmured. They murmured. This man receives sinners. Receives sinners. Sinners. He eats with them. Eating with sinners. But I thank you for the word you have given to me this morning. Who is doing you?
You know how you read your school book. Anagnosko is how academic materials are read. To read and capture the details. To read and capture the details. In fact, it was used for judges when they read judgments. You read and capture the details. You pay attention. This is past tense. This is future tense. Who is he talking to? Me. How? Someone says to so-so and so people, and you say to you. That's how we have become Jews. We have become Jews. Bring your man. They're not meeting my house. Where is the house? This place. Say, meat. Do you see meat in this place? No, it's spiritual meat. Then bring spiritual tithes. If you can spiritualize everything, why not the tithe? You have spiritualized the house? Normal rain that's called open heaven, you spiritualize it to spiritual heaven. Okay, no problem. You spiritualize the house, the storehouse, the meat, then you now naturalize the money. Bros, it has to work together. Everything must be spiritual. Like, what's her name again? I forgot her name now. She was ill. So she would go to this Christian Science people that say, so she would be paying them. They say, she's sick. She was sick. The sickness is not there. The sickness is not there. So she would go and come back. She's got the sickness, was it there? But she was always paying them money. So the next time they told her the sickness is not there, she agreed. She said, also, the money is not there. The money is not there. So if you can spiritualize everything, please let's spiritualize the tithe. You turn yourself to Abraham, Melchizedek, you turn your pastor to Melchizedek. Not me. Such a shame. Because you have not read. Read. Just read. Many times when I post on Facebook, majority, I'm sorry, they don't read. Some will just say, thank you, sir. It's not that he has read it. He's just saying by faith. Read. Are you now saying, have you not read? Just casual reading. If you handled your academic materials, like you'll have been a colossal failure. From your first semester, the VC will have come to your room. Please pack your things. Oh yeah, go and find something to do with your life. They have the very intent. Say, this is how I sense it in my spirit. You have to read. Hallelujah. You have to what? Read. The word to watch this. Not casual. Now that word anagnosko has a root word in the word noheo. N-O-E-O. Read to, that's what I put it, read to understand. Ephesians 3:4. That word understand is the word noheo. It means to see the bottom line, to see the conclusion. That is read from beginning to the end. That's why the Bible I use, well, I use different translations, but the translation I use particularly has no chapters and verses. So I have to start and finish it. Anytime I pick a, And the ones that that sometimes get me most irritated is the Old Testament. Very little revelation and so much words. Talk. And the daughter of so and so. And then went forth. And went there. And there will be no verses. I have to read. But it makes me cautious. It means you cannot put anything out of context. If you remove the verses from people, they will hate the Bible totally. Because they can't say, the Holy Spirit just led me to Romans 4:4. But if there's no verse, the Holy Spirit just lead you to the whole of Romans. That means you'll be forced to read the entire book of Romans. Holy Spirit, are you punishing me? Because until over 1,500 years of the scriptures, it was not in chapters and verses. So you can imagine the kind of error we have had. For the wages of sin is death, brethren. Are you singing? Olodo. And the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Can't you see? God forbid. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live there any longer in it? It's English. English. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Mary, walk on your salvation." That means you already have it. Walk out. He didn't say walk for. Read. The next verse, for it is God which walketh in us. Read. Anaginosko. Not browse. Be looking for verses to kill the members of your church. Read. You know, it's a devil that quotes without explaining. Let me leave that. It's not this. Don't be lazy. That's my next statement here. Satan reads and he quotes. You know he reads. Or you thought that the scriptures were in his spirit when he was quoting it. He read it. If Satan reads and you don't read, he's growing spiritually. But allow me. There's a reading. There's another word, anagnosis. 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul says, give attendance to reading. You'll find that one in Acts 13:15, 2 Corinthians 3:14. Public reading. To read, to see. You must read. Take your Bible. Let me ask you. Why can't you spend the minimum of 1 hour just read the Bible? Read it. Read. Sometimes you go and preach somewhere and see people, they're just looking at you. Because they are not used to opening the Bible too many times. But then open the first one, second one, their hand is failing them. Why is this guy? What's all this now? What's this one? I want Rema. This is Logos. Olodo. I want Rema. I don't want Logos. So what's Logos? Logos is the written word. Rema is the revelation. Who taught you? You are both illiterate. And in the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was God. Sheol. So, God is the written word. Logos kill it. Nonsense. Lazy Christians will craft those words. I caught it. What did you catch? I went to a Bible school to teach pastor. Well, it's a Bible, the minister's training. I started preaching. I was just exhausting them before we started. I said, "Oh, I just said you'll soon lose your voice." By the second hour, because I talked for 7 hours, they were all just quiet. Hey, that's Bible study. You are quiet. You are thinking. Because it's only when your brain is not talking that you are shouting. Are you listening? That's what I mean. And as in, you are this. He will say, you are a cow, you won't know. You are a cow! You are not paying attention. By the second hour, they were quiet. The third hour, the fourth hour. That is Bible teaching. We are now on the same page. Excitement is over. We are now reasoning and asking questions. That means we are reading. No, tell them, see Bible. I remember years ago, it was 96. I was explaining scripture. The pastor because he carried chair like this in the church. He said, "Whoa, the revelation, the buzzing, Kenyo." By the week after, he was carrying a bottle of oil. See revelation. He was not reading. The man says, "The Lord told me for every one of you, Psalm 118, that's $118. The funny part is that if they read those psalms, there are curses there. In those psalms, there are curses. In the psalms that you are putting dollar for. And the bad part again is that there was no Psalm 118 until 1611. So the Holy Spirit also is learning to put verses. Error. Error is always burst when people don't read. You read. That's why, I don't care how you feel, we'll keep reading. 100 scriptures. Someone say, I checked one service, sir. We read almost you quoted and went almost 200 scriptures. I said, we've not started. There will be services will just be reading alone. Read. So you say, why did I come today? You will read. Read it. Read it. Apply your mind to it. Not casual reading. Just say, the Bible says in one place. Are you okay? In one place. Just say, somewhere, if they ask you a question in the exam, say, in one place, it's supposed to be there. It's that somewhere. Somewhere. That's not how to learn. You read. Are you there? Okay. See an example of foolishness. I will show you now. 2 Corinthians 3. The letter killeth, and the spirit giveth life. What is the letter? For them, letter is when you stick to the strict interpretation of scripture. Say, that's the letter. What's the spirit? When you twist the Bible, that's the spirit. You're right, it's the spirit. But even if you just chose to read that place, 2 Corinthians 3, the letter kill it. Is, you know, that statement is in verse 6. But start reading from 3. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be what? The epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. That means it is written. Right? Not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. So we have two places. One was in on the tables of stone, that is the Old Testament, the law. The other is in the heart, salvation. Such as we have through Christ to God's word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but are sufficient of God who has made us able ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter. Now what is the letter there? The law.
but of the Spirit. What is the Spirit? The new covenant. For the letter killeth, and the Spirit gives life. What is the letter? The Old Testament. For if the messenger of death, written and engraving in stone, it was so clear. Don't appear too stupid. Super stupid. Read it now. It was so clear what he was saying. The letter killeth. The letter killeth. The Spirit. What is the Spirit? Your pastor's prophecy. That's the Spirit. You don't know what kind of Spirit is coming out. Are you there? And when I asked the guy, I said, if the letter killeth and the Spirit gives life, let's even assume what you are saying. What you are saying, is it not written? How scripture, 2 Timothy 3:15, 16, is given by inspiration, or is profitable for teaching. For what? Teaching is explanation. Explanation means you will read it and then explain what is there. You pay attention to details. You respect tenses, conjunctions, adjectives, figures of speech, prepositions, subject matter. That's why I let touch not a woman. I was running for sisters in the fellowship. Not in my heart, too. Don't touch me. I said, yo! Hell. This is a kind of thing. This is how you make me go to hell. Take it away. I was not sincere. Touch not the woman was talking about sexual intimacy. Didn't Jesus touch many women? They touched him, he touched them. You know it by reading. Just by reading, you are free. Read. Hallelujah. Scriptures are given for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Teaching there is the didaskalos, to explain. When you explain, you persuade, reproof, elego, you persuade, then you correct, epanathosis, which means to put things the way they are supposed to be. Then the last one is instruction, padeo, which is to build people, is used for training children. That is spiritual growth. Verse 15, 2 Timothy 3:15 said it is able to make you wise. When you know the scriptures, when you read it, sophizo in the Greek, it means that you are skillful. Make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Christ. So quickly, let's examine the subject of holiness. Amen. Teaching holiness. I just need a background. Because most of the error we have on holiness, people don't read. They don't read. Remember? I was teaching a Bible class in 1990 for one denomination like that. And they said man is born of water and the Spirit cannot enter the kingdom. And that was the scripture they were using for water baptism. And I asked, when you are baptized by water, are you born of it? Are you born? Genoa means to give birth to. That means you are a child from the water spirit. I mean, born of the water and the Spirit. Born of water, sorry, and the Spirit. Simple grammar tells you, focus on emphasis. He stopped using water afterwards. I started saying Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. Not difficult. Just go to the next chapter. He says, I will give to him a well springing up unto everlasting life. So he uses water for life. John 7. Come to me, all you that are thirsty, and drink. Out of his veins shall flow rivers of living water. This is speaking of the Spirit. You know, by just keeping to read, that will be very clear to you. That being born of water refers to being born of the Spirit. Just by reading. Just read. Hallelujah.
If this book is where you found salvation, read it. Read it. Are you there? Some of you know Linda Ekeji's car. You know the color of her shoe. You know the house she lives. But you know nothing in the Bible. Because you don't address your mind there.
So, Hebrews 12:14, 1 Peter 1:15-16, 2 Corinthians 7:1. I believe we have touched 1 Peter 1:15-16 very well. We have moved to Hebrews 12:14. Have we moved to that? And we are through. Hebrews 12:14 is the word agiasmos. 1 Peter 1:15-16 is agiazo. And so the last one that we will use as a text is 2 Corinthians 7:1. Again, you will need to read 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord.
Now, you need to ask, is there a contradiction here? Is he asking you to become holy?
Now, there are key words here. The first instruction he gives is, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. Is the word katharizo, K-A-R-T-H-A-T-I-Z-O. 31 times it is used. It means to make pure. Paul had used this word in Ephesians 5:26 about Jesus and his church. And when he used it, Ephesians 5:26, it was for a finished work, that he might walk, sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Katharizo means to make pure. John also mentions it. 1 John 1:7. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as is in light, we are fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know you know already that that's a past tense work. Now, James 4:8 was the one who used it as what we have to do. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So mark that, we come to that. But like in every form of reading, go back to 2 Corinthians 7, you need to read how it started. Having therefore these promises. So you must first of all know what he's talking about. Let us cleanse ourselves. Now, let's look at other places where that word katharizo has been used. I've given you Ephesians 5:26, 1 John 1:7, 1 John 1:9. Look at Hebrews 9:14. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal spirit, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Present tense or past tense? Or future tense or past tense? Talk to me. It has happened by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22. Almost all things by the law are purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. verse 23. It is therefore necessary that the part of things in the heavens be purified with this, and the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. Past things. 2 Peter 1:9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, but has forgotten that he was purged from his whole sins. Katatizo. He was purged. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So you see that when he uses katatizo, he's either talking about the blood of Jesus or the Spirit of God. It's never something we do by ourselves. Titus 2:14. Titus 2:14. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So whenever that word, katatizo, is used as touching us, it talks about the work of Jesus. So, what then was Paul now teaching? Is he contradicting himself? He couldn't have been. Notice again that holiness is what we have in Christ. Holiness is what Jesus has done, being cleansed. Hebrews 2:11, we've read that severally. He that sanctified, and they who are sanctified, all have one Father. For this cause is not ashamed to call them what? Brethren. Now, oftentimes when you see a term like that, you will go for what is cognate to it. What other thing explains it? Now, is the word ekathario. E-K-A-T-H-A-I-R-O. Very similar to katatizo. James used it in James 4:8. Similar. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Paul used that same word. Ekathario. He says, put out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. Now, you already said you are unleavened. You are without sin. Chase out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Then 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So, we have seen that there is such a thing as a purging that we are told to do. Are you listening? Are you following what I'm saying? So go back to 2 Corinthians 7 one more time. It's going to make sense in a moment. Having therefore these promises. So the instruction he gave is based on having promises. So those promises will let us know what he's talking about. Whatever he's saying in one, like I said, remove the verses and the chapters, it will make sense to you. Chapter 6:14 explains what he was saying. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Pay attention now. That word unequally yoked is just one word. Heterozugio. H-E-T-E-R-O. Then, the word zugio. Z-U-G-E-O.
Etero means something of a different sort. Not of the same quality, not of the same material. But many times they look alike. Zugio means to match it. So it means uneven matching. Things that are not the same, but have been put together to look like the same. Are you following? Things that are not the same, but are together. Leviticus 19 verse 9. Or verse 19. Etero Zugio. Leviticus 19 verse 19. You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Don't put materials of different sort together. That's where that etero zugio came from. So follow. Go back to 2 Corinthians 6:14. He now begins to explain this unequal yoke with unbelievers. Are you following what I'm saying here? So he's relating or he's discussing a believer's relationship with unbelievers. Somebody following this? Good. What for what fellowship at righteousness with unrighteousness? He uses the word metoche. M-E-T-O-C-H-E. Metoche means to have something in common. Sharing. What do you have in common with the unbeliever? What fellowship at light with darkness? Light and darkness have nothing they are doing together. What communion, light and darkness, sorry, righteousness and unrighteousness. Now, who is righteousness here? The believer. Who is unrighteousness? Please talk to me. What communion, koinonia, hath light with darkness? Who is light? Believer. Darkness? Unbeliever. What concord? That's not a jet. Sumphonesis. S-U-M-P-H-O-N-E-S-I-S. Used for peace and harmony. From Sumphonero. S-U-M-P-H-O-N-E-S-I-S. That's the word harmony. From Sumphonero. S-U-M-P-H-O-N-E-O. It means things that complement each other. Matthew 8:19. If two of you shall agree. Matthew 8:19. Acts 5:9. To agree. What agreement? Is used for people that complement each other. Acts 5:9. Peter is talking to that couple. And that's what Peter says. What is it that you have agreed? You complemented each other to tempt the Spirit of God. Used for partnership. Acts 15:15. And this agrees the words of the prophet to complement. So he said, what compliments do you get from an unbeliever? Then, what part he that believes and the infidel? Portion in the Greek. Same word in Colossians 1:12. It's the word meris. M-E-R-I-S. Thanks be unto the Father. Give thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The last word there is what agreement the temple of God with idols. Are you there? The word there is sukotathesis. S-U-G-K-O-T-A. T-H-E-S-I-S. S-U-G-K-O-T-A. T-H-E-S-I-S. It means joint asset, joint deposit, or a joint plan. Pay attention here. So, what is he dealing with? He's dealing with a believer relating with the unbeliever. That means it was an incident in the church. What am I seeing? The believer and the unbeliever having such closeness, such intimate forget marriage. Marriage is even a far devil. What are you doing so close? How are you complimenting? He's a nice guy in my office. He's a good guy. He's in my family and we relate very closely. He's my 5 and 6. He is this. What are you doing together? This is light and darkness. Your cousin is your cousin. You just have a family in darkness. Ah, but he's my blood brother. Well, you have a blood brother in the temple of idols. Oh, this is my close part. We grew up together. No, you got born again. He is, pay attention, unrighteousness. What do you have together? For. Are we together here? For you are what? Verse 16, you are what? You are what? What are we? The temple of the living God. Which means you are already holy. For God has said, I will dwell in them. Exodus 29:45. I will walk in them. I will be their God and shall be my people. So does he dwell in us today? He walks in us. Verse 17. Wherefore, are you there? Come out from amongst them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. That word is our. He's quoting his reverse. Touch not the unclean thing. He's quoting, pay attention here, Isaiah 52 verse 11. Now, if he says, touch not the unclean thing, are you the unclean thing? Huh? Uh-huh. Then he says, come out. Why is he saying you should come out? Because you just read who you are. You are the temple of the living God. So, watch this. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God. So do you understand the promises now? Are you following this? Based on those promises, we are called righteousness, we are called light. Are you listening? We are called the one that believes, the temple of God. So he says, having these promises, cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. So, where do we get that filthiness of the flesh and the spirit? Huh? In who? It's present in the unbeliever. Are you following this? Cleanse yourself. It's the thing that separates yourself. Stay away. That's what it means. From, we are coming there, the filthiness of the flesh, referring to the spirit. Filthiness of the flesh, and, you know, and is Kai, that is the spirit. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Are you following? So, that cleansing is what? Separate yourself. It's not make yourself holy. You are already holy. In fact, the cleansing, that is why the word holiness there is hagiosune, show it out. Demonstrate the holiness. You know we said that from the first time. It is to show. Show who you are by separating. It is a become holy by separating. You are already God's righteousness. You are already light. Are you following this? Let's follow this. Ephesians 2. You who were dead in trespasses and sins, as he quickened. You walked according to what? Huh? The cause of this world. The spirit of what? The part that now walks in the children of disobedience. So, what works in terms of the spirit? Look at verse 3. Among whom? Read it now. In the flesh. Fulfilling our by nature So where is the spirit? Is in the unbeliever. Are you following what I'm saying? So it says, cleanse yourself, separate yourself from the filthiness of that spirit. Are you following this? Is it clear to you? He's not saying make yourself holy. He's saying demonstrate your holiness in your separation. Hagiosune. Are you following? Follow this. So, when you read 2 Timothy 2:21, every time he uses that word as an action of ours, that's something you have to do, it is separation from people. It's talking about relationships. If a man therefore purge himself from this, notice where he started from. He said there are some people shun, profane, verse 16, and vain babblings, they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word would eat thus a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Never let the foundation of God silence swore. Having this sealed, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. He's talking about separating from false teachers. In the grace house, they are not only vessels of gold and silver, also of good, wood and earth, 2 Timothy 2:20. And some to honor, some dishonor. He's not saying that God has such. He said in the great house. He said God's great house. If a man therefore purge himself from this, from what? From what we just read. Are you following what I'm saying? He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them. So he's dealing with what? Relationships. With them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. For foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do engender strife. Son of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all, have to teach in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. So he's dealing with relationships. Stay away. So that staying away is the purge yourself. Look at James 4. James 4. James 4, the background to was relationships. Verse 4. You are governed and addresses. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore shall be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy, but it gives more grace? Therefore he saith, God resists the proud and gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He's dealing with relationships. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Are you following this? He's dealing with relationships. So, in our separation, in relationship, it is called purifying ourselves. Staying away from what is already filthy. Are you getting this? Are you following this? So, 1 Corinthians 5:7, where I saw that word, ekaphairo, where it says, take from among you, it says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as your leaven. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed to us. What is he talking about? He's talking about kicking out that brother. That brother whose deeds were funny, who was unrepentant, kick him out. So that purge deals with relationships. Do you understand this? Are you following this? So what he says, having therefore these promises, okay, knowing who you are in Christ, stay away from this kind of relationships. Is it very clear? Okay. So go to 2 Corinthians 7:1 again. Perfecting holiness. The word perfecting holiness, don't go there. The word filthiness is the word molusmos. M-O-L-U-S-M-O-S. From moluno. M-O-L-U-S-M-O-S. It means death.
that can only be found in the unbeliever. Do you understand? Because the believer is already called what? Holy. Stay away from the death present in the spirit of the unbeliever. You won't see it in the outlook. What he was describing when he called them temple of idols, is it not their spirit? I'm asking a question. Is it their bodies? No, it's their spirit. That's why he calls it the flesh. The believer is not in the flesh. Hallelujah. He's not in the flesh. He's born of the Spirit of God. So when you hear the flesh, that refers to a man who is not born again. Stay away from the filth that is in the unbeliever. Do you understand this? Let me see if this is clear to you. Is it clear to you? Stay away from the filth in the unbeliever. You can never be filthy. You have been washed. You can't be. Stay away from that filth. What concord? Say, what? Where is the meeting point? Say, well, when I marry him, he will be born again. You need to be born again first. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believed. How can you even be praying that an unbeliever toasted you? And you were toasted. You will remain toasted. And then he told me, yes, but say, sir, the guy understands me. How? What exactly about your prayer life? What did he understand? When I was in Lorraine back then, they had this ESCO meeting that the sisters were falling for unbelievers. That what do we do? ESCO meeting. So they said, the problem is this. After fellowship, you know, then the mini campus was where we used, the main campus was hardly used then. So when they're going home, that the brothers are too holy, they don't escort them home. So they now leave them alone. Those unbelievers that escort them home, and they're now going out with them. So I argue, me, I wasn't an escort, but the pastor liked me a lot, so he asked me to stay around. I said, are they okay? Did he escort them home? Is this your fellowship escort services? Oh yeah, before you go, yeah, choose one person that you escort home today. I said, are you sure these sisters are saved? What fellowship? There's none. We have no fellowship with light, with darkness, sorry. We have no concord with the temple of idols. That is why he said, therefore cleanse yourself from the filth that is in them. Perfecting holiness. That word perfecting holiness is epiteleo. Epiteleo. It means to perform something. Epiteleo. Romans, quickly, let's run through it. Romans 15:28. Epiteleo. Epiteleo, sorry, there's no H. Epiteleo. Philippians, sorry. Romans 15:28. It refers to an action. An action. Romans 15:28. Therefore, I have performed this. When therefore I have performed this, epiteleo, Romans 15:28. Have you read it? Romans 15:28. I said it three times and you've not opened it. Read. You see where we are starting? We are starting from here. Read. Romans 15:28. Are you there? When therefore I have performed this, I have sealed to them this truth. I will come by you unto Spain. 2 Corinthians 8:6. I sent Titus that he will finish in you the same grace also. He will perform. Verse 11. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that there as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance, two times, also out of that which you already have. Galatians 3:3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? This must be said many times. Are you so foolish? They are, sir. He first said they are foolish. He now said, so foolish. Having begun in the spirit, are you now performing by the flesh? Performing. Philippians 1:6. He that begun the good work in you, okay, will perform it until the day of Christ. Hebrews 8:5. Hebrews 8:5. Talking to Moses. See, saith he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern. Show thee on the mount. To make there is to perform all things. Verse 9. Not according to the covenant that I made. Perform. No, not verse. Okay. Sorry. Hebrews 9:6. Not 8:9. 9:6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest also went also into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service. They were performing. To perform. 1 Peter 5, verse 9. 1 Peter 5, verse 9. Whom you see steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are performed in your brethren that are in the world. So, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 7:1 and read it properly. In today's language, we'll say this: having therefore these promises of God, that you are His children, you are the righteousness of God. Are you there? You are the temple of God. Are you there? You are light, dearly beloved. Let us stay away from the filthiness of the flesh, that is the spirit in the unbeliever. Are you getting this? Performing holiness, acting in holiness. That means we are already what? You can only perform what you are or what you have. Do you understand that? Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. The word is agiosune, what is displayed. Romans 1:4. And declared the Son of God with power. Notice that. Declared. According to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. Referring to something that was seen, that was done. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. Are you learning something here? Are you learning something? 1 Thessalonians 3:13. To the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Something that is obvious. So, go back to 2 Corinthians 7:1, hurry up. Performing holiness in the fear of the Lord. That word there is for both, P-H-O-B-O, used for all. That means you honor God in your relationship. In the honor of God. I'll close here. In the awe of God. So, that statement already shows you are already righteous. You are already holy. 2 Corinthians 1:2. It says, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul, by the will of God. And, you know, somebody was telling me, is there a difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus? Jesus Christ is the one that went to die. Christ is the one that rose from the dead. So an apostle of the incarnate Jesus by the will of God. I said, stop playing funny. There's nothing in that. Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to all the saints, Agion, those who are already sanctified. So we are already saints, hallelujah. So we are saints. So you say, what is a saint and a sinner? What are they doing in close, intimate relationship? How can you call your confidant an unbeliever? Have you entered madness? Translate that in English, in Yoruba. Get the originals. Have you entered it? Or it has entered you? And you are praying about a relationship with an unbeliever. Say, he fears God. Even lions feared God in the Bible. Demons fear God. You are just engaged with a demon. And not so long after, when you have children, your granddad will be the devil. And your own father-in-law will be Satan. What a family. So it says, perfecting holiness. Demonstrate your holiness in your relationship. Is that very clear? Show your holiness in your relationships. 1 Thessalonians 4. Run through this one.
We stay away because we are holy in our behaviors. Our behavior. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Can you see what bails you out when you read everything? Jesus, that was what he just did. We just read the promises. And we could understand. You know, even without going into all the side gave, which may be clearer, if you just read from 6 down, it will be clear. That is the liberty of reading. First, imagine those who don't know this, who didn't read this, they'll be pursuing holiness all their life. Make me holy. Lord, make me pure in heart. Make my heart faithful and true. So when you look at me, is your righteousness using? And very sweet music. Lord, make me pure in heart. Can't. Amen. When you look at me, is your righteousness you see? You are the one that has to look at yourself and see the righteousness of God in Christ. Change my heart, oh God. And when you finish hot sermons and you sing that song, come and see move of God. Make it heaven, you. Are you playing for me? Thank you. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Make me and move me. This is what I pray. Just sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. That one has more meaning than what you just said. He said, a new heart will I give to you. A new spirit will I put within you. Having therefore these promises. Hallelujah. Are you following this? So don't redo your mind with contradictions. Who is there like you? Oh, you created us in your likeness. Stay somewhere. You alone, holy. You alone, worthy. A God that called Cornelius the unbeliever holy. You are tired. You deserve the glory. Animals were called holy. Floor for Moses was called holy. Vessels of ministry was called holy. House called holy. God. The whole Israel, the ones that went to hell, were called holy. Holiness, you can be holy and go to hell, sir. Well, that's it, they are not following this teaching. Hallelujah. Make me holy. So say, our vision is to take people to heaven. What's the name of that? Where is the car? Heaven at last. No, sir. It's heaven at first. When you get born again, you start in heaven. Hallelujah. At last. Free at last. Oh, yes. We are praying. Father, we thank you for the family here. We give you praise. We pray, Lord, that when it's time to see people in your kingdom, may their names not be found missing. I'll say, please, take me out of that kind of kingdom. What kind of kingdom is it again? Except a man is born again, he cannot see. When he is born of the Spirit, he enters. So how many kingdoms do you want to enter in your lifetime? Stay in this one. Hallelujah. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his own dear Son, in whom we have redemption. Hallelujah. Stay with that kingdom. Aba ye, jaki joba rede. Ba, who is Baba ye? It can't be God. Hallelujah. Because we are in the kingdom now. Hallelujah. We are there now. What's the kingdom of God? The right hand of the Father. And we are raised together with Jesus. And made to sit in heaven is far above all principalities and power, might and dominion. Everything that is named. Not only in this world, but that which is to come. Amen. So when you don't read, see the kind of stress you will give yourself. Your prayer life becomes trouble. Before you pray, you will have done drama. Father, 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 Father. Father, I thank you for today. I'm not unthankful. For my pastor even told me that anybody that you do good to and he does not give thanks is like a robber. It is written in our church manual. My pastor even told me that he that is not grateful is a great fool. Father, I'm grateful. You could not say what is written. Hallelujah. Begin to thank you. Father, I thank you. Remember when we were younger, when my father and mother lead prayer, they first say, we all eat sin like food. Speak for yourself now. Why would you say we all? We all, and I always wonder is that if you believe you eat sin like food and drink it like, why do you always punish us? You know, all our sins. So, what do you want to punish us? What we do wrong? But you can't say that there. You say, come on. One day that my father asked me to pray. I was born again then. And I said, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. As I finished praying, I just said, in Jesus' name! What kind of prayer is that? It's all hot. Hot prayer! Ask for forgiveness of sins. All your enemies. I know that. Too bad. Too bad. So you go through stress. You can't even pray. You want to pray? Let us pray. You said, hold on, please. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Angels are even laughing at you. See, what's wrong with this person? I see somebody like this one. Religion is, it disgraces you. You are going to church, you carry a bottle of oil. That's a shame. See what they say? It's the Holy Spirit. I'm taking the Holy Spirit to church. One day we were hungry in a friend's place in UI. So we just took olive oil to fry plantain. Guy said, you are cooking with the Holy Ghost. We chased the guy, we wanted to beat him. You are crazy. You can't imagine. Because you have not read. Because you have not been taught. Hallelujah. You will go through unnecessary stress. You will be seeing visions. You will be dreaming of heaven. Seeing Lucifer. Seeing devil, demon. Jesus is always at the gates. You are under stress. That is spiritual high blood pressure. You have spiritual hypertension. Calm down. Hallelujah. He gives perfect peace to them whose minds are stayed on him, for he trusted in these. Abba. Six steps for righteousness. 21 steps for favor. How many steps, Seth? What does God really want? Today, this steps. Tomorrow, four steps. He doesn't want anything. Is your pastor that wants something? He who spared not his own son, but gave more for us to die, shall he not with him freely give us of all things? I've told you, whatever is not free is not in Christ. If you have to sow, both the one that comes from the body and the one that comes from pigs, if you have to sow to get it, no one is telling you to do it. It's true. But it's in Christ is free. For we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So it's freely given. That is the Jesus Christ that I know. That is the Christ that I preach.
I don't preach Jesus that has staircase. I don't preach Jesus Christ that writes things down for you. We are going to do this, then you come back. Let's talk about it. I preach the Jesus that is in the Bible. The one that says, I am the life. Amen. I am the life. That is, I'm absolute in the absoluteness of all that is needed. Hallelujah. So, if we are asked to do something that is right, it's because we are already holy. 1 Thessalonians 2, and we just close there. Verse 10. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Notice that behavior. We are already holy. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. You don't become sanctified because you abstain from fornication. You abstain from fornication because you are already what? Sanctified. This is the will of God, your sanctification. Verse 4. Every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in loss of consequence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. Verse 7. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. We have his Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:13, then we close on that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you learned something here? We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Holiness is who we are. It's what we have. And then we're expected to act who we are when we are called to be holy in our lifestyle. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you. We give you praise.